Blog Talk Radio.
Topic. So let's just go ahead and get right back on topic.
We really don't have no topic. But I do want to talk about cuffing season because everybody's been talking about cuffing season. I've been seeing this, like, all over my Twitter, all on my Instagram. And somebody even had the audacity to make, like, a cuffing season calendar.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, okay, this is how the calendar goes for cuffing season. It's September 4th, draft day, September 5th through September 19th, training camp.
Oh, wow.
September 20th is preseason begin. October 20th, preseason end. October
31st. What's the 20th about?
Say what?
Oh, because the first back-to-back, it was like 20th, 20th, 20th. Okay.
Yeah, no, September 20th starts preseason. So you're in preseason for 30 days, and then October 20th, preseason end.
So what's Christmas Eve, break up?
I'm not really sure.
So you kind of like when you're doing preseason football, you know, you after you've done training camp, you learn the training, now it's time for you to put it into work and put it into action before the real game begins.
Yeah. So see, on October 31st, they got roster cuts.
Oh, wait a
minute. They didn't perform good during preseason, so they got cut. And then November 1st is free agency. And then November 15th is the trade deadline. And December 1st is when preseason actually begins, right in time for Christmas. Like, one, how much time do you have on your hand to come up with that? Is it that people always get in relationships going into the fall? What is that about?
Because I'm playing Frank real quick. I want to put some icing on the cake. One is because it's cold and everybody wants that person. Because it's so cold, they want to be snugged up with somebody when it's cold. So then all of a sudden it's cuff, clink, clink, clink time. And some people
don't
want
like
to be covered up.
Blankets.
You know. With a chick, you know, or vice versa, or a chick wants a dude. It's something, you know, I'm being real, and this because some females are the same way, too. Some people don't want the relationship, cuffing season. It's just the way that people make it like, well, you're going to be laid next to me, you got, you know, lacing with me. So now you got people cuffed up who really don't want to be cuffed up. And then,
I think people just want to be hoes in the summer.
No, it's not even that, you know, because think about
I
it.
I think so.
The summertime, you got all the gift holidays in the winter. You got Thanksgiving, so you want somebody to cook you a good meal. You got Christmas, so you want to make sure you got that fucking someone that's going to get you presents. And then you got a little bit left. Oh, what's left in it? Oh, here we go. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Bam.
Yeah.
And so they want to say, like, should we use the Valentine's Day? They want that Valentine's Day gifts, and then also what they do. It's not even just about the being hoes. They want to reap the rewards, but they don't want to, you know, put the hard work in the year round.
Work into the
gift.
Yeah.
Sadie, you sound like somebody who believes in cuffing season.
You said what now?
You sound like what?
You sound like somebody who believes and practices cuffing season.
No, I believe in cuffing season. I believe, you know, this person who's been single for, let's see, yeah, it's been that long. And, you know, and I don't believe in that. When I want to be one, it's going to be the summer. It won't be in the winter. It's not about that. And I'm so tired. It's just so many people, they really do think that way. And it's sad. They're in denial, but you see them all of a sudden, they want to start being in relationships all of a sudden around holiday season, which is stupid to me. At the end of the day, you know, if you're a selfish person, I would think you wouldn't want to be in a relationship with somebody because that means you got to come up with that much more money and you're going to be that much more broke because you got to pay for that person for holiday stuff. So I don't know what people would be thinking.
Yeah, you're going to send me
a
gift. Sense. Buy your damn self a gift. Take yourself shopping for Christmas.
It's just some people don't want to be lonely. You know, you ever see a picture on Facebook and Twitter and you see how many people are lonely? Oh, my God. Like, I really do want to yell at these people and tell them, is your life that boring that you can't stand to be by yourself? I mean, it's really you know, that was like, oh, he can teach me. Like, that's lame. I'm tired of it. Get somebody that compliments you. I mean, you should already be complete, and then when you get that person that compliments you, you don't necessarily need them. You want them. So they, you know, y'all got me in Dr. Phil mode today.
This cup is even serious. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, y'all done it to me. Got me crushed.
I don't know. I feel some type of way. You don't want to, like, you don't want to talk to me during the summertime, but then when winter come around, you want to cuff me. I'm not no teddy bear. You better get you a blanket if you want to cuddle with some, a body pillow. Like, that's not okay. So I'm just here for convenience to fill up this cold side of the bed. And when it get warm again, you a hoe. But, you know, I think people do that because they feel like, okay, well, ain't too many people going to be in the club when it's cold. No, technically, people are still in the club when it's cold, so as soon as you
I don't understand that.
Really? Some people be serious. Look, some people be serious.
Maybe in the club in the wintertime, in my opinion, because everybody, because there's so many more holidays that people are coming together, like Christmas. People are like, ooh, let's go out. We don't want to be in the house to go out to family members. There's so many holidays like that during the winter, so.
But it's cold as shit. And then females be like, in a tank top dress going to the club, like, ma'am, aren't you cold?
Oh, with their stomachs out.
And they say some stupid shit like, girl, no, I put on Vaseline before I got out the car. Really? Like, Vaseline
that
is
ain't
like
gonna
another,
help her mama.
Vaseline is like another barrier of protection. And I'm judging them because I used to do that when I was like 18 and I first started going there. I used to put that Vaseline on and just like run to the club and hope it wasn't a long line. Y'all don't know my life. Don't judge me. Y'all don't know my life.
you all want to comment on, you know, I'm going to do the same as plug. Oh, you know, shout out to Maya Angelou, man. I saw your picture. She over there looking like, oh, tell everyone, man. This is how they be. She had for your head shoot you did. You don't look like Shaka Khan over there. Like, she's going to cover her. She's going to be like, she's about to be a Jet Duty of the Week looking.
That is so funny. When I saw that comment, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I just like laughed and rolled back over. I was like, Sydney play too much. But shout out to Karen. If you are in Houston and you need your hair done, make sure y'all call her. And her website, theuniquehair.com. And her studio is off of West Park. And I know everybody know where West Park is, 6250 West Park. And she do good hair, and you don't sit in there all day. That's my biggest part. Beauty shops is you be in there like 8 hours, like a full-time job. Karen, you in, you out. That's what I like to do. And your hair is long.
Hold it over there like, she's your queen to be.
That is too funny. I did go ahead and just shameless plug her, but I love her and all her beautiful work. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my hair, though. Go ahead. Go, girl.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you really, it looks like, it's true. Like, when I first said, oh, my gosh, she looked like she's like doing, like, she already got put an essence above the, and then you got the essence cover. It's just crazy. And it's, you know, it's always
now,
good.
One day, y'all
don't
see
me again. You already shut the haters down. You already give us, like, I like, that's why I've always liked about your modeling. You give us everything. You know, you give us a little high fashion. You give us some ooh la la. You give us a little bit of everything mixed in the, your modeling. You don't never bore us.
Thank you. I try not to, and I do try to touch all areas because people always like, you know, people think like promotional modeling, which is like car show type stuff or vixen, glamour print type stuff, is not modeling. Yes, that is modeling. It's different areas, but you being an asshole, only seeing foolishness on Twitter and not knowing, you know, the actual basis behind modeling and what it consists of, different levels, it's levels to this shit. And if you don't know them, you don't know that there's more than one level, which is like everybody knows editorial, Vogue, you know, Top Line magazine. There's more than that. So, hey, somebody has to teach you.
Man, I know I got into it a whole lot of it because I just say, you know, I be real passionate with you because I just feel so passionate. I was talking to this yesterday, and I just feel so passionate about I get so tired of if a black model's all of a sudden in lingerie, ooh, it's eye candy. But all of a sudden, these same black chicks that be doing all that hating, that's quote unquote high fashion, soon as the Victoria's Secret model show was on freaking TV, all of a sudden, ooh, I want to model for Victoria's Secret. They in fucking on, yeah. Ooh, I guess, see, I felt so worried about that. They in lingerie too. They are in lingerie. Right. So what is the difference between y'all being in lingerie versus, you know, everybody that's versus your white counterparts being lingerie? It's still the same thing. You can put lipstick on the pig, but at the end of the day, it's still the pig.
Hey, amen. Lingerie is lingerie. And the only thing that's different about it is the more of the glamour vixen urban models are just curvy. So it just makes it look different. But it's the same two pieces of thread.
Same two pieces hanging on by a prayer.
No, hanging on by a prayer. Now I lay me down.
Yes.
Now,
I see we got y'all special guest in the building for this week. You know, I know y'all ready. Make sure the people's ready. We got y'all special guest in the building. Your boy Prophet is in the building.
What's up?
Hey, Prophet.
Nice. Got the applause and everything.
All that good.
How you doing?
Shout out to Prophet. Last week he won our Hot or Not Artist Song Battle, and he just blew old boy out the water. He just came out of nowhere and was like, Number one.
I'm just glad to be part of it, has how I look at it. You know, there's no such thing as bad promotion.
Correct. Very, very correct. And being that we have our last week's winner, we are going to go ahead and go into our Hot or Not battle for this week, which it will include, once again, two artists. The first song that we're going to do is going to be from Vic D., and it's PWA 2013. And this will be song number one. So when you call in the vote, if you want to vote for Vic D, PWA 2013, you're just going to vote song one. And after this song, I will come back and introduce song number two for the battle.
All right. Y'all heard it. We're going to get it in. Prophet, hang out with us, man. We're going to get it in.
Let's do it.
Like I can't wait for you to fuck me. I told her roll up while we ride, and you might just get a prize. I'm flying 59, headed to that north side. I got some hoes waiting on us, cause she like pussy too. Come straight up out them clothes and show me what that pussy do. I got these broads dripping water, and they licking cat for starters. Then I slide in from behind, and she say, "Daddy, fuck me harder." I'm retarded. Or at least I fuck her like I'm stupid. This a Mac and Ho deal, I ain't never met a Cupid. I'm a flip, a bounce, a motherfucking G. I keep a flip, a toss, a phone full of freaks off the rip. It costs just for me to speak, so hit my line when it's time and that pussy starts to leak.
It's only three things that I need. Pussy, money, weed, tight grip, wet shirt, life out of me. A few things that I know.
Every man seems fuck. Me nudge with a couple bad bras. What we dream of. Keep it 100. I do everything the G-Way. Tipping slow. Hogging lanes. Get my dicks up on the freeway. Bitch. Recognize who you dealing with. Young and thugging.
got no nothing but that pimpin' shit. Fuck all them feelings, I'm just drillin', steady killin' it. I know this dick 100 times better than what you used to dealin' with. I'm a motherfuckin' player, ho. Slicker than all, got you leakin' by this smooth shit I'm sayin', ho. I know you never met a nigga like me. Only 3 things that matter to me. Pussy, money, weed, love, pain, one.
I love two of those things, and I don't smoke.
Okay, and what you were just listening to was Big D, TWA 2013, and that will be song number one when we go into our voting. The next song that we're about to play is by the Five Point Brothers, and we're going to go ahead and get into that song, and it's a couple of artists on this track. And I can't go through all of them, I'm sorry. But it's a 5 Point production off their up-and-coming mixtape, Money Never Sleep. And the title of the song is 5 Nigga. Let's hear this joint.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for?
5!
Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, put your hat on, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Get your mind right.
Top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Got her at the show screaming 5 shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talking shit can get your head bust. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5 piece, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep you rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick, cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips, flying overseas just to watch them strip. 2 chains, I'm different, and I ain't doing no tripping. Mad at me cause of my currency, and if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering, and if the head good, then we adopting them. 5.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazz and I ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up, roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions, Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy, escapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree, legendary, get your mind right. Big long, hit the spine right, I was bred to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's alright. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the fine of that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's 5 life, keep it live like.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a 5 nigga. Tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck
with a vibe, nigga. Get your mind right.
Mr. X, no price, Mr. Do What I Like, Mr. Change Too Bright. Can't rock with you if you afraid of height. If the head right, I'm there every night. Man, I want shit, shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Shit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the Honda, put you in the Lexus. Left the lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me God, cause I be straight blessing. Get the cure to Nick, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick, sell me. That's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep her busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Oh, lame nigga, damn shame, nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game, nigga. Yo, chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, juice all go.
I got you. Uh-oh, we got us a good battle tonight. That right there, song number two. Five niggas. Off of the Money
Pointers.
Never Sleeps mixtape by the Five Pointer Brothers. Hold on, wait. I got all their names, too. It's Rich, Cool Jazz, and Cash. That's only three people.
Damn.
That's only about 16 people.
I was going to say, that show sounded like Cash. Somebody
she
want to fuck with
him. Five niggas. That sounds like June 26th mixtape. About 30 people on that one.
Okay.
But back to what I was saying, this is song number two. If you want to vote for Five Niggas, song number two, when you start your voting. The voting does now start, so you can go ahead and call in to vote whichever song it is you want to pick. We will be taking your vote on air and off air as well, depending on the call volume. And we also are about to go ahead and get into our interview with Prophet.
Yes,
Prophet,
yes, what's up?
We're there. Hey.
Hello. Where they at?
Okay. Now, all honesty, I don't know Prophet. I actually just met Prophet via internet when he sent his music into me, and then I started like looking at his IG, Instagram, Twitter. This is how people stalk y'all. This is how I find out about y'all life through y'all social network.
Okay.
So, can you tell us who is Prophet?
Prophet is a MC coming out of New York. I basically did the battling scene for a little bit. I did it for about almost 2 years, from grind time to smack battles. And, you know, I wanted to showcase my music instead of just always being known as that batterer, you know, all over the internet. So basically, you know, I dropped my first album, my first mixtape, which was I Profit Off of Profit. Just to show you the difference of, like, why I rep I Profit Music and I'm Profit myself. I may spell it different, but it really means the same thing. It means money-wise. The mixtape did great, you know what I mean? And it really got to show my other side of me, other than being a battler. It got to show the MC side of me, the music part. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I really want to do. I think there's longevity in it. I don't think battling is any longevity in it. I think it's just short term to get yourself out there. And then, you know, it's on you now to showcase what else you got. Now I'm on to my second album, my single that you guys had, which was Ric Flair. It's the first single off Young De Niro, hosted by DJ Sus1.
Okay.
And basically, you know, that was just to show my, you know, so it really is a New York track. It's not really, to me, to me it's a New York track because it's bar, it's got that Harlem Shake feel. So I wanted to showcase this and show people I got bars and I could still make music, stuff that you can be like, and then stuff that you could also dance to. And I got Mook on it because Mook is another dude out of New York that hugged on the battling scene. I mean, you can search him up. His videos is crazy, from battles to all that. I got him on it, and I mean, that's that, basically. You know, I just wanted to show people bars and that New York still got it, you know, because a lot of people in New York think New York just wants to focus on now being like other artists, maybe down south or Midwest. Nobody really has that New York sound. It kind of like died down here. You know, everybody wants to be either a South rapper or a Midwest rapper. I stick to my roots, you know. So that's why I dropped Ric Flair first. That's that.
Yeah, I like that song with the high track. And this right here, what I'm about to ask you is completely off topic. But
yeah.
Are people still doing the Harlem Shake in New York for real?
No, I mean,
yeah.
People got other... You know, it is, when I first heard that beat, that thing just made me want to do the Harlem Shake, and I don't Harlem Shake, but it just, it had that feel, like, just that great feel to it. No, nobody does that really now. People just have, like, other dance moves they added on from what's back then. You know, everybody has a new dance move these days, but it's not like you see people left and right Harlem Shaking.
Right. That is so nice. I always want to Harlem Shake.
But the thing about Ric Flair is that you could play it in the club, but then you could also play it in the streets. You know, and I wanted that first. I wanted, when I was getting my feet wet, to show, you know, show the project, show what I first got, a glimpse of the project. I wanted people to be like, like really, they really felt it. And you don't get that that many days. These days you don't hear bars. So, well, I mean, that's why I say woo. When you hear a hot ball, you go woo. So I thought of Ric Flair right away. You know, he's known for that worldwide.
So how old were you? Like, when did you decide, I'm good at this. What's up? When did you decide that?
When I was younger, I was always freestyling. I was always nice at it, but you know, you're whack. You're really not nice until you really get in a studio and you really learn how to make a song and you're able to, you know, do that on your own. But I started off just freestyling, making fun of people in front of me, you know what I mean, and just having fun with it, and it kind of, like, just escalated to something bigger, and there was times I stopped. There was times I stopped, and I didn't want to do it no more, and then I had that little break, and it helped me think about why I wasted talent, and it made me go back to it. But there was definitely two or three times I stopped out of a whole 10 years of really basically being into music like this, writing, freestyling, all that.
That's what's up. That's a long time.
Yeah, well,
with
time, you get better. You just kind of hear yourself. You get better on flow-wise with your timing. When you're in the booth, you're more comfortable. Timing is everything. And I definitely think I'm at my best, so... You know, I just want to showcase my talent and, you know, take it further. That's about it.
Well, that's good. So right now, being from New York, which, you know, everybody knows rap, so upstate New York, up north. So who to you are your top five artists in the game right now?
It's not going to be out of New York because I have to be honest. I think dudes like Drake are really killing the game because they're given a combination of lyrics and also melody, like the way they're, you know, just what they're saying and they're singing. It's what people want to repeat and sing along to. And at the same time, I kind of think with at least Drake, he has substance in his music. You know, I really don't care where you're from. You could be from the Corsairs. You still, if you could rap, you could rap. If you can make songs, you can make songs. And I would say out of the game right now, it's people that are not so much in New York. I mean, don't get it twisted. Fabulous is nice, but, you know, although, you know, Jadakiss. But out of the new dudes that are really holding down the game as we speak, it's people like Drake, Macklemore, all those type of dudes, you know, that are bringing more of a universal sound. And it's what people are into right now. It's the time. So I would say no. My top five artists, I would say I do listen to myself a lot. I can't lie to you. I do turn off a lot of stuff that I do listen to. I try to listen to myself to see if I could even better myself, whether it's a track or whatever the case might be. But other people I listen to is obviously Drake. You know, I think right now he's killing the game, to be honest with you. You know, he's most relevant, staying relevant. And Jay-Z is my absolute favorite. I mean, out of New York, I think he is one dude out of New York that just held it down and keeps holding it down. He could disappear for 5 years and come back and still just crush the game. And so Jay-Z would be the only dude I would say out of New York that is really, really doing it. That, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's pretty point blank. The guy sold 1 million records before he even dropped the album, so... Other than that, I can't really say that many dudes out of New York are hitting that level.
Oh, hitting it, yeah. Now that I think about it, like, I can't name many myself. That makes sense. But, like, as far as, you know, rap artists go and actually being in the game yourself, like, where do you see it going? Is it more still, like, of a poetic type thing that started with, like, how Common does or how Tupac did, you know, with actual meaning behind it, or is music
further towards
what
I mean everything I say. I never
listen to.
I mean, you've seen as far as I go is I definitely believe in writing what you mean. I don't like the stuff how a lot of, you know, it is a lot of rappers, they want to just be cool and say whatever's cool, and they put the words together, they put a little song together, and they're saying what everybody just wants to, you know, hear. I do definitely think you should be saying what you live, whether it's your experience. I mean, you could say if you're living a luxurious lifestyle and you're popping bottles, that's cool. But I think a lot of people are doing that same thing right there, you know, that hitting that. And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, a good song is a good song. I'm not going to knock it, whether it's a bottle popping or it's a straight, like, Common joint where it's more poetic and more lyrical. You know, as long as there's substance in the music, I like it. As far as myself, mm-hmm. I usually speak what I do about. I like talking about women, the beautiful women, whether it's my experience or whatever the case might be. Or I like doing stuff like that. I like being lyrical.
That's
I don't
want
to say what everybody else is going to do.
So with you getting in the studio to, you know, make a hit, how long does it take you to create a song in the studio?
Well, what's funny is actually the second single I have, which is called Money on My Head. Remo and I, we did it in less than 24 hours, and because the joint was so crazy, it's got such a all around a feel. I mean, the South is gonna take to it a lot, I know that, but it's after getting my feet wet from Ric Flair, now showcasing this, and we did it in 24 hours, less than 24 hours.
That's what's up. So how long did it take you to complete your Young De Niro project, or is it complete yet?
Oh, I had so many. I have a lot of songs done, and I kind of just picked what I thought was best for that specific project, but I have a lot of joints down. I have also, like, you know how you do songs and it's not for this time, it's more for when you're already there.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of songs that I'm holding back, but I have enough where, you know, for this project, this is, people are gonna enjoy this, especially if they enjoyed my first project, because I stepped it up all the way around, music quality wise, been a better studio. Mm. So I think people will enjoy it more. My first mixtape I recorded in my room.
Oh, wow.
And that helped
those
me a lot. That helped
studios.
Me learn myself.
Woo,
woo. What?
That's those closet studios.
Say it again?
I like, that's the closet studios. A lot of people be doing it.
It's comfortable. It's your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me actually.
I like the title of your first album.
I Profit Off of Profit.
Yeah,
and
I like
Profit
that.
Is actually the music group that we that I have. And it's IPROFIT, and then my name is PROPHIT. Instead of the F, I did a PH.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I was in the bathroom, people used to mouth off, or why did he do that? It's so stupid. I did it because I wanted to be original with it. Instead of just doing PROFIT, that's what everybody would spell it, because that's how you spell profit. But I wanted to put a little twist to it. And it's definitely money. It's not the person anybody predicted the future, anything like that. My, that type
so
of profit.
Do you come from a musical family? Like, is other people in your family talented like you?
In my family, I have musical talent. Not so, nothing hip-hop, though. I don't know. To be honest with you, when I was young, I always loved hip-hop. And I just, like, grew into it. I was able to do it. It was like I was always able to do it in my head, but never outside of my head. And then I started to just try it, and I was able to do it. Crazy, but I think listening to a lot helps you. Then just you know helps you.
That is very true. Very, very true. So, what gives you your inspiration when you create an album or a mixtape or when you decided you want to go into a studio and record something? Do you base your off your life experiences or how you currently feel?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Going through?
Life experience is a big thing for me because you can never forget your life experience or what you've been through. I try to, you know, say as much as I can about that. But my biggest inspiration, I'd say, is like my grandmother. She just, you know, I just, you know, she passed away and stuff. I just look up to her and be like, I could do it. And that's my biggest inspiration as far as these last couple of years, is basically just to,
you know, do what I say I'm going to do and take it all the way, no matter what day I want to stop or I say this is getting too crazy, because it's, you know, this is a, it's not just you make it the next day. You got to put in extensive work, and it's a trial and error, basically. So I'd say my biggest inspiration is her and my family, you know, because I got two kids and stuff like that. So I'd say my family and her would be my biggest inspiration, yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, so what we're going to do is just go ahead. If you missed it last week, we're going to go ahead right now and take a music break, and we're going to go ahead and listen to Prophet's song, Ric Flair, off his latest project, Young De Niro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can get out a brief moment. You have a little technical difficulty.
I think the votes are counting up, too.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, shout out to everybody who's calling in right now and voting, because you guys are killing the phone line.
They're killing
no,
the vibe right now.
Y'all killing the phone line and said he can't do two things at once.
We money here, bro. My method man, when I Johnny Blaze, flows overheads like tsunamis in Asia. I could battle, but I don't even need to. It's a guaranteed win if I breeze through. Got him stuck on the tracks like weed glue. I ain't having it, I got him panicking. When I dress these fakes like mannequins, I love sour, I crush cowards. Got the money, respect, and touch power. I'm a hustler, how could I not sell in the streets?
How could I not sell in the streets?
The belly of the beast, best of both worlds, like Jane Kelly on the beat. What you do is nah, and when I spit, all you hear is ooh and ah.
That shit right here, I got bars, so you can do a Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got bars, so you can do a Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got bars, so you can do a Ric Flair.
You know they had to come get all them all the way on this joint. It's your boy Murder Hunter. Bitch, no joking. In the ring, rip a shirt off like Hulk Hogan. She's so open, don't star me the lion, but want me to slam her with this Andre the Giant. You see, we both got money on our mind, but me, I don't think it's the same kind. Cause see, mine, I'm thinking ways to bring the Porsche through. Yours is niggas getting paid to off you. I'm trying to live like Huxtable. Top down, wind blow, whip comfortable. Different tax bracket, who you fronting to? Meeting crackers for the cheese, having lunch or booze. I'm trying to get the green, then I'm out of sight. What you mean? Bitches say you mean, yeah, you kinda right, sipping lean, twisting up my lead. Sure, you gotta light fiends do the Ric Flair when they taste Madonna White.
It's that shit right here, I got bars, so they can do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got bars, so they can do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got bars, so they can do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got bars, so they can do the Ric Flair.
Real don't listen, flow so sickening. Stay with a black wife beater, the post Simpsons. Still not giving a fuck.
Still not giving a fuck.
Coming at me stupid, I jam those brakes. I like something you and your fam won't take. To me, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Yeah, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Just entertaining, that's that. It's a shame you're that whack. I make more hits than a game of blackjack. You ain't fucking with us, you so-called thugs and bitches. I come at you with open arms. It ain't no hugs and kisses. Let's get shit clear. My level, you'll never get there. I got bars to make you do the Ric Flair.
Yes, yes. Ric Flair.
So that was Ric Flair by Prophet.
Hey, produced by Remo, the Hitmaker.
Remo, the Hitmaker. And since everybody wants to know Right now, the phone lines are going crazy, and the current totals that I have is song number one has 2 votes and song number two has 10 votes. However, things could change. You know, see what happened last night with that Texans game. Things could change because we still are taking votes for the next 10 minutes. So votes are going to cut off at 10:55. That's the end of the voting for the battle. Steady J is working in the back, taking up all your calls and your votes. So make sure you're calling in, not tweeting in, calling in to place your vote for the artist that you're voting for. Song number one is Vic D, PWA 2013, and song number two is Five Corner Brothers, and that is Five Nickels. Now, back to, I don't even sound right saying this. Anyway, back to our interview with Prophet. When that song came on, I did want to do the Harlem Shake.
And that's what I say.
I just saw myself
at least
like,
doing a
dancing.
Move.
I keep seeing myself dancing in the club with my mink fur coat on, doing my Harlem Shake. And the, you know, holding the bottom of your T-shirt, remember that?
You feel it. You gotta dust your shoulder off too now.
Then dust your shoulder off.
Y'all funny.
The best part of it. Yeah, I'm gonna make me an Instagram video doing the Harlem Shake off the Ric Flair. I gotta put that on my to do list.
You make sure you add me then, all right?
I shall. So we're just gonna go ahead and wrap this interview up with you tonight. So go ahead and let us know any upcoming projects that you have, as
well as
where we can find you on social networks.
All right, cool. The Young Danielle should be dropping within this month. That was with the single Ric Flair. My second single will be Money on the Head, featuring Mr. Lucky. Also, it's produced by Remo. And that's basically it. I look forward to seeing the response to this project. Shout out to Hot Prophet. Shout out to Remo,
the
Hitmaker, all of them. What?
What are your social networks where we can connect
with,
like, download your mixtape or your Twitter,
Instagram? Yeah, cool. On Twitter and Instagram, it's Prophet21. That's Prophit. YouTube, it's The Real Prophet. Again, Prophet, Prophit. SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com, obviously, /Prophit-1. And that's about all the social networks where you can find me. That's Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and SoundCloud.
That's what's up. Cool. So before you go, I just want to say thank you for doing your interview tonight with Glitz and Glamour Radio. We will be featuring you on our site as well. I will contact you by email with further information with that. If any artist is interested in being a part of the Hot or Not song battle, you want to make sure that you send us your music to Indy Everything, IndyEverything, @gmail.com. And any last words, Prophet, before you go?
Yeah, I want to thank all of you for letting me be part of this. It's interesting. I appreciate the interview. And you guys enjoy the rest of your night. 5 p.m., iProphet Music.
Thank you, Prophet. You have a great night.
All right. Take care.
Oh, it was a pretty dope interview. Shout out to Prophet again. Make sure y'all follow him, follow his music. I do support all independent artists who are serious about their craft. Now, notice I said serious about
serious.
Their craft. I don't want to hear, and yes, Brother Prophet did say he started in his closet, but you see how he has expanded further. We don't want to see you still in your closet 10 years from now talking about don't
the
nobody want to give you no chance.
Foam on your closet wall.
Don't nobody want to give you no chance. And you know another thing, and let me let y'all know this right quick, and I did get real ghetto ratchet when I said that, but when we are out and about and you see me and you want to give me your music, that's fine. I'm more than happy to take your music. I understand that. You know, music is an investment. It's what you do. And you're probably not getting paid just yet because you're starting out. But it's just, some stuff you have to do with some kind of profession and class to it. Like, you can't go to a car show passing out your music, wrote on the CD, 100 burnt copies with a permanent marker. I know it's somebody's print business that's trying to get started who can get you a pretty decent deal. Come on,
okay.
Now, a marker, you can at least go and type it up and print out your own. I'm sure Office Max Kinko's got a little something you can create on your own computer and put on there. You have to invest in yourself in order for somebody else to want to invest in you, and not necessarily financially, but time is an investment. And I don't have time to waste on somebody who's not investing in themselves. So, moving right along.
And with that being said, it is possible that this month will be our only time to allow artists to do the Hot or Not. If we decide to start doing entry fees, please invest in yourself in order to make your music played. Because I'm tired of people saying, once you let them know, okay, well, you know, there is a small fee that may not be anything, they're no longer responding to the business conversation, or they're like, really, you know, ain't nothing we can work out. I mean, come on now. We're giving you guys a whole month free right now.
Correct. And the only reason why, if and when it does become a time that you do have to do a submission fee, is because nobody has time to weed through all these submissions and listen to all the songs with artists who aren't even serious. When an artist is serious, you know an artist is serious and they don't mind investing in themselves. As soon as you say to an unserious artist that you have to pay $5 for something, they already not interested. So that is pretty much a way of weeding out the unserious. And I don't know how y'all work on that, but that is how Angela works on that. Okay? I like using my ratchet voice from time to time. Can y'all tell? And 10:53-ish, we're going to go ahead and take the rest of our call on air.
So
that way
we wait,
also hear the vote.
Only wait that minute. Let me give my shout out to my followers. You guys, I am at number 26. Whoop whoop. I'm getting there. But anyway, shout out to I Am Class for following me. At Lil Nelio, LILNEALO. That's my little cousin, by the way, but you know, shout out. At J_MoCity. At A.E. Fly, at Johnny J. Rama, and at Writer Magazine. Of course, I got a few more followers, but they're kind of older. So thanks, everybody, for following me. Please continue to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and it's Houston_Riri, that's R-E-R-E. You can also friend me on Facebook, which is Houston I Am. Thanks, guys.
Okay, and we are.
What's up, ladies? I'm back in the building.
Hello, hello, hello. So let's go ahead and get these last.
Man, I'm telling y'all right. First, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. This week, these artists came with it. This week,
they came with it this week.
Because they was promoting the heck out of their stuff and people was voting. And heck, you know, shout out to that. It was really, you know, I like both songs. And the people, but it doesn't matter what I like, it's what the people like. So, you know, I love it. I love a little bit of everything. So we want to know what the people love. I got a couple of callers from Bring On Live. They already put their votes in, but they want to share their votes. And they want to say what their Instagram stuff is, and that's fine.
All right.
All right. I got a couple of calls. Let them go. Got a couple. Let's see. Kyle got Kyle for 337, last two numbers 91. Who did you vote for? And you go ahead and, you know, you can search his Instagram out, all that good stuff.
She was just kidding. She didn't want us to know her Instagram.
She got Sean. Let's see. Okay,
well,
we got another one.
Follow mine.
All right, here we go. We got another one. I think this is the ones that were saying. I think these are the ones that asked about the Instagram, actually.
Yeah,
it was them. I know them voices. What's up?
Yeah, no, I didn't have them. who is y'all voting for? Let the people know who y'all voted for.
We voted for song number two.
Let them know who you are, man. Let them know who you are.
I'm a Cesarian.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your love. That's funny. Thank you for your vote.
Y'all welcome.
Oh, man. All right, see. You got another one. Bring on not. One for 979. Who did you vote for?
I voted for 5 Pointer Rich, and this is your girl, Mayhem Beauty, off of Instagram.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Oh, Mayhem Beauty. You want that name sound familiar to me? Hold on. Instagram.
You know who this
y'all
is.
Check
this
out. I know my name is there. Looking it up. That got to be my girl, Elise.
Yes, it is. Hi.
Damn, I'm good, man. Y'all see how we doing, man? I ain't even got to look at the go search it. I know who it is. How we do it.
Yes, I'm messing with my boy at 5 Pointer Rich, 5 Nigga. That's all I'm going to say. That's who I'm going with.
Thank you for your vote, honey.
You're welcome.
I didn't even know that
show.
Was fam. She snuck up
show.
On me to even know that was fam in the building. He didn't even tell nobody. He just snuck on, even though that was fair. That's wrong. You know that,
right? I enjoyed the show, though. I enjoyed it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Y'all, they still calling, man. They still going still. My God, he's still calling. They going there and said they for letting me know. Now, I'm the last person to say they voting there. I'm going to let y'all know what the final score is. All right, Cosmo 504. That's that New Orleans. Who are you voting for?
Hello?
What's up, New Orleans?
Okay, we want to vote for number one.
Who you voting for? Are you just listening?
No, we voting for VD.
All right, y'all, son number one. That's what that is.
Yes,
They would have got more cook when I got them on the air then. I appreciate y'all, 504.
All right.
All right, that's it right there, Mama Angela and Riri.
Uh-oh.
Y'all want to know what the final score is?
The final score of tonight's Hot or Not battle is?
Okay. I love doing it myself. It's so much more funny. All right. Slot number one had... Oh, I got to put my suspenseful music on. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Son number one had three votes. Son number two had 22 votes.
Wow. Well, clearly that's not rigged. So shout out to the brothers of 5 Pointer Productions, Fritz, Cash, the other baby. I forgot your name. Sorry.
So are we interviewing all three of them?
Yes, they will all be here next week.
Lord. Nate, if you're listening, middle finger to you.
Jazz, that's who I love. It's Rich, Jazz, and Cash, 5 Pointer Brothers, who were on that track, 5 Nigga, who will be doing that interview on next week's show, which will be September 17th, 2013. And that will be same time, same place. Here on Blog,
and it's going to be juicier.
Glamour. Yes.
And listeners, listeners, we know them, so we got some juicy questions. So please listen in if you want some personal business.
And you
got to be a good show.
Just being that we know them does not mean that they won because we know them.
I specifically told both artists in their email that you vote for, you promote this as, you know, something that you do. So your supporters will support and they will vote for you, and that is how the vote goes. So all I can say is that's how it goes. As far as next
ain't
week,
nobody got time for
taking,
that.
I'm not going to play with you. Next week, we will be taking both online on Twitter, and we'll also be taking the phone call vote. Since our phone lines were blowing up, extremely backed up tonight, so next week we will be doing our interview again with 5 Pointer Production Brothers, as well as two new artist tracks for our Heart of Knots song battle. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at IAMMODELANGELA. I am model Angela Setti in Houston. Any last words?
I want to give a shout out to y'all Houston Texans. Y'all seem to have found a way to win the game yesterday because of y'all. No, shout out to my Dallas Cowboys. Some infamous Dallas Cowboys, America's team for winning. You know, that's what we do, winners.
Who, the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Hold on. Wait. You ain't getting out like that. First off, I don't like how you try to throw shade. See, when Houston, Texas, got something to say about the Cowboys, I got one thing to say about.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We just don't. We just don't. And then you're going
to
get one of these. Just ain't got no time for that. You just don't. Sorry.
I don't have anything against the Cowboys, all honesty. It's some of the Cowboys fans who going to kill you, okay? That's who I got something against. You people are crazy. But
you know, we're
America's sure
team. You know what exactly we say?
No, nuh-uh. Tune in for Glitz and Glamour next week, Tuesday, September 17th, from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, make sure you follow me on my website as well as my social networks, IAMModelAngela.com, and everything else, IAMModelAngela. Until next week, good night, people.
Good night. Appreciate y'all. If y'all miss any parts of the show, you can check them out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can check it out on iTunes. Type in Dust Radio Network, find Glitz and Glamour. Bam, we out.